I hope you are enjoying this reading of the Denari novel, The Dead Letter. Please tell a family member or friend about the presentation of this audiobook. For those of you just joining us, if you wish to catch up, simply go back to episode Extra 2.0 and start from the beginning. You'll be caught up in no time. Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Chapter 36. The heavy front door of the church creaked open. Wade reacted quickly, quietly folding and lowering the ladder. He then guided Julia, who held the royal box, behind a nearby massive stone sarcophagus near the high altar. Julia sank to her knees. Wade sat down beside her and rested his back against the cold stone, then peered from the side of the above-ground vault towards the opposite end of the church. A gray-haired old lady, plainly dressed, had entered the church and was locking the double doors. The elderly woman then disappeared into a front side passageway. Wade turned to his companion and shared what he had just seen. Julia reassured him, explaining that the woman was probably the building's parish custodian for the day, charged with overseeing the wedding. The couple were now both seated on the floor with legs stretched out in front. Julia whispered, hoping to prevent her words from being amplified by the high ceiling's echo chamber.
"David," she said, glancing at the box, "how did you know where to look?"
"I read that intruders in the early 1970s had removed the figure from its niche and tried to chip out the inscription. They were looking for valuable Shakespeare manuscripts, which were rumored to be hidden within the monument. They were unsuccessful, but that's what gave me the idea to investigate the memorial." Wade returned his attention to the container gripped securely by Julia.
"Open it,"
she commanded with unbridled curiosity. Wade obeyed her command by dislodging the container's cover with a small pocket knife he carried. With the top removed, inside, he found his prize. A beautifully ornated gown, meticulously folded in place. Although the light penetrating the glass windows was dimming, the dress compensated by refracting an aura of brightness, luster, and brilliance. Julia touched the fragile garment and nodded her approval to Wade. He gently removed the gown from its resting place while Julia put the box aside, stood, and held the dress against her body, causing a frisson of excitement in her that she could barely contain. The black gown was gorgeously hand-embroidered with golden thread and decorated with precious jewels, stones, and rare gems. It appeared to be an extraordinarily costly dress, with a bodice encrusted with rubies and pearls in the shape of the red and white Tudor rose, their stems of emeralds, and their hearts of yellow diamonds. Julia had staggered at first under the weight of it. Wade examined the interior of the garment with the help of his phone lamp. Noticing an anomaly close to one of the bottom seams, he delicately used his sharp knife to extract an item lodged within. On his knees, he stretched his arm upwards, lifting what he had found for Julia's eyes to behold. It was a letter. The Dead Letter. Check out the free access to this novel's accompanying visuals, including maps, charts, timelines, photos, illustrations, and diagrams at patreon.com/markvinette. The History of North America series has commissioned artist Isabel Prince to produce a collection of original one-of-a-kind artworks with certificates of authentication to reward our wonderful Patreon members. Each abstract piece is directly inspired by the themes, characters, geography, or topics covered in our episodes. Check out this special collection. If you enjoy what we do, check the show notes and try supporting us in any way that you can. Thanks. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.